Hello and welcome to episode 844 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. It is my pleasure to be with you this afternoon. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We are recording on Tuesday, March 26, 2024, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin with the great saint and doctor of the church, Alphonsus Liguori's Tuesday prayer to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain a good death. O Mary, how shall I die? Even now that I think of my sins and of that decisive moment on which my salvation or eternal damnation depends, of that moment in which I must expire and be judged, I tremble and am confounded. O my most sweet mother, my hopes are in the blood of Jesus Christ and in thy intercession. O comfortress of the afflicted, do not then abandon me. Cease not to console me in that moment of so great affliction. If I am now so tormented by remorse for sins committed, the uncertainty of pardon, the danger of relapse, and the rigor of divine justice, what will become of me then? Unless thou helpest me, I shall be lost. Ah, my lady, before death obtain me great sorrow for my sins, thorough amendment and fidelity to God during the remainder of my life. And when my last moment arrives, O Mary, my hope, help me in the great distress in which I shall then be. Encourage me, that I may not despair at the sight of my sins, which the devil will place before me. Obtain that I may then invoke thee more frequently, so that I may expire with thy most sweet name and that of thy beloved Son on my lips. Nay more, my lady, but forgive my boldness. Before I expire, do thou come thyself and comfort me with thy presence. Thou hast granted this favor to so many of thy devout servants. I also desire and hope it. I am a sinner, it is true. I do not deserve so great a favor, but I am thy servant, love thee, and have full confidence in thee. O Mary, I shall expect thee. Do not disappoint me of this consolation. At least if I am not worthy of so great a favor, do thou help me from heaven, that I may leave this life loving God and thee to love thee eternally in paradise. Prayer for the conversion of the Jews. O God, who dost also manifest thy omnipotence by mercy and compassion, listen to the prayers we offer up for the enlightenment of the unbelieving perfidious Jews, that they may acknowledge the light of thy truth, which is Christ, and may be saved from their blindness. Grant, we beseech thee, all-powerful God, that the remnant of the Jewish people may walk in the way of salvation, and by following the preaching of the blessed John, thy precursor, they may safely come to him whom he foretold, Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord. Amen. Today, friends, we return once more to fisheaters.com, the excellent traditional Catholic website, for Meditations for Lent by St. Thomas Aquinas, this edition published in 1937 by Sheed and Ward, Tuesday in Holy Week. The title, Christ preparing to wash the apostles' feet. He riseth from supper and layeth aside his garments, and having taken a towel, girded himself. John 13:4. 1. Christ in his lowly office shows himself truly to be a servant, in keeping with his own words. The Son of Man is not come to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his life a redemption for many. Matthew 20:28. 3 things are looked for in a good servant or minister. Number 1, that he should be careful to keep before him the numerous details in which his serving may so easily fall short. Now, for a servant to sit or to lie down during his service is to make this necessary supervision impossible. Hence it is that servants stand. And therefore the gospel says of our Lord, he riseth from supper. Our Lord himself also asks us, for which is greater, he that sitteth at table or he that serveth? Luke 22:27. Number 2, that he should show dexterity in doing at the right time all the things his particular office calls for. Now, elaborate dress is a hindrance to this. Therefore, our Lord layeth aside his garments. And this was foreshadowed in the Old Testament when Abraham chose servants who were well appointed. Genesis 14:14. Number 3, that he should be prompt, having ready to hand all the things he needs. St. Luke chapter 10, verse 40. says of Martha that she was busy about much serving. This is why our Lord, having taken a towel, girded himself. Thus he was ready not only to wash the feet, but also to dry them. So he who came from God and goeth to God. John 13:3. As he washes their feet, crushes down forever our swollen human self-importance. I'm thinking of a couple of things here, friends. Thinking of one of the titles of the Pope. He's the Vicar of Christ, absolutely. He's the Supreme Pontiff of the Universal Church. He's the Bishop of Rome. But one of the titles, and probably one of the most important, is Servant of the Servants of God. Servant of the Servants of God. The Pope is supposed to serve. He is supposed to defend tradition. He is supposed to be humble. He is supposed to be an example in both word and deed of what it's like to be a true Christian. The Pope is supposed to be the example par excellence of the way we should live our lives. And we've been blessed throughout the history of our church to have a number of great popes who've set a wonderful example of how they've lived their lives genuinely as servants of the servants of God. Pope St. Pius X comes to mind. Blessed Pius IX, Leo XIII. There were three popes in a row who were deeply Marian and deeply came at the office of papacy, at the office of the papacy, truly with servants' hearts, like St. Joseph. They were truly servants of the servants of God. Blessed Pope Pius IX, Leo XIII, and Pope St. Pius X. It's one thing to say you're a Christian, but are we doing it? Are we living virtuous lives? Are we setting an example for everyone around us? And especially in this era of the internet and the 24/7 news cycle, everyone's looking at what the Pope's doing. And in our daily lives, we have to be thinking about what sort of example are we setting? For our spouses, for our children, for our friends, for everyone who comes into contact with us. Are they seeing Christ? Are we setting an example of Christ when he washes people's feet? This God, right? The second person of the Most Holy Trinity washing feet. And feet were filthy back then. You know, people walking around in open-toed sandals and the dusty streets of Palestine. Not a pleasant task. But Jesus did it. He set the example. Two. After that, he putteth water into a basin and began to wash. John 13:5. We are given for our consideration this service of Christ, and in three ways his humility is set for our example. One, the kind of service this was, for it was the lowest kind of service of all, the Lord of all majesty bending to wash the feet of his slaves. Number two, the number of services it contained, for we are told he put water into a basin, he washed their feet, he dried them, and so forth. Number three, the method of doing the service, for he did not do it through others, nor even with others helping him. He did the service himself. The greater thou art, the more humble thyself in all things. Ecclesiasticus 3:20. So ends the meditation. St. Thomas is pointing out here for us that he didn't have other people helping him. He did it himself, right? God incarnate, truth in the flesh, down on his knees, washing the feet of the creatures that he made and holds in existence at every moment, or else they would cease to exist. They would vanish from existence. It's unfathomable. He is truly humility itself. He is love itself. When you meditate on the things our Lord says, because of course his teaching is wonderful, he's God, but the things that he does, he sets for us an astonishing example, and we are to emulate that. We are to be like him. He was like us in all things but sin. Let us ask him to take up our cross every day. Let us ask him to be humble like him, to be meek like him, to be charitable like him, and to think that nothing, no task whatsoever is beneath us. If we do it with love for him and follow his mighty example, his perfect example. Let us conclude, friends, by once again mentioning Helping Autism Through Learning and Outreach, available on the web at halo-soma.org. That's halo-soma.org. Also, please tune into episodes 277 and 548 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast for more information pertaining to RPM. That is an acronym for Rapid Prompting Method, a system of communication for non-speakers. Before my niece was about 8 years old, we didn't even know her favorite color. Now, thanks to God's grace, her hard work, and the hard work of her family, we know she's a comprehensive genius who can compose music, poetry, very skilled in regards to mathematics. She even knows foreign languages. RPM has been as big of a breakthrough in terms of being able to communicate as sign language was for the deaf. You could also point to Braille in terms of being able to read for the blind. Imagine how sad and frustrated you would be if you were unable to communicate, couldn't carry on a casual conversation, couldn't tell your family what your hopes and dreams are, couldn't tell them anything. And they had to guess as to everything that you wanted, everything that you needed. That's no way for anyone to live. Communication's a human right, and RPM is taking non-speakers out of this prison of silence that they're in, bringing them into the world of open communication where they rightfully belong. So please spread that information far and wide. May God richly bless you for doing so. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. Please say an Ave Maria for yours truly, and I will talk to you again very soon. Goodbye, and God love you.